You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Pittsburgh Steeler fans, and welcome back to another episode of Steeler Stat Geek. This is Steel Curtain Network editor Dave Schofield coming at you Thursday morning. Today's the day. Hooray, hooray. Yippee-yi-yo, yippee-yi-yi-yi. Woo! It is finally upon us. The 2024 NFL Draft starts tonight, assuming you're listening to this podcast when it is published. On Thursday morning, maybe you're listening to it after the draft's going. If you are, kudos to you, because my goodness, we're going to have some great draft content for you coming out on the podcast side. I will have breaking news podcasts for every Steelers draft pick. We will get those out. So you're going to hear my voice a lot if you choose to. Hopefully you do. Hopefully you're sticking with Steel Curtain Network. So I'll come in and tell you a little bit about each draft pick after it happens. But you know what? That's tonight. Or for me, when I'm recording this now, late Wednesday evening, that's tomorrow night. Because right now, today is actually the 24th on the day that I record this on Wednesday, which is actually very interesting for me. It's the 20-year anniversary. I guess I'm going to go back and do my own version of bad memories like you get on Bad Language. But trust me, mine will be much shorter. But the first draft I ever remember watching was 20 years ago today, the day of this recording. And that was in 2004. And you're like, wow, that's the first draft you watch. Yeah, well, the draft, you know, when they were on Saturdays and stuff, I might know a little bit what happened. But before that, I wasn't married. So before I was married, if I was out of college and not married, I was either coaching or trying to, you know, meet up with my girlfriend at the time, who is now my wife. So there was that whole thing. In college, there was just college going on, and I was on the track team. We had meets every Saturday, so I wasn't around for that, for stuff then. But this was the first draft. I was married, and it just so happened to that the draft weekend fell during our schedule where we had a Friday night meet rather than a Saturday meet. So I was home on that Saturday, and I had actually watched part of a Miami of Ohio game that fall. I think they had them on a Thursday night. Maybe it was a Saturday. I don't know. It was a night game. It was ESPN. I remember watching it. I remember seeing this Roethlisberger kid. I'm like, he's good. He's impressive. If they're really talking about him being a high draft pick, maybe the Steelers should think about trading up to go get him. Yeah, they didn't have to trade up. They got him. I wanted to just see the whole drama. I tuned in as much as anything for the drama of the Eli Manning Chargers first overall pick thing. And then I just was intrigued. Couldn't believe the Steelers got Ben Roethlisberger. And that was my first draft that I watched. So it's 20 years ago now. And here I am. I will be, you know, it's a three-day event now. I will be in front of my computer screen and my television watching the draft the first night, and also as part of the live stream here at Steel Curtain Network. That's right. We will be on our YouTube and Facebook and X accounts. We will be streaming. Basically, instead of us going in and having our staff Zoom meeting where we all watch it together, we'll be actually streaming it live. So that should be a lot of fun. Hopefully it works. Hopefully with too many people in there, it doesn't get bogged down, meaning too many hosts, if you know what I mean. Too many people on screen. We'll see how it works. Hopefully it'll be a lot of fun. If you don't listen to our shows, if you don't catch them live on YouTube, this is one you might want to tune into. But hey, if you draft a different way, you do the draft that way, you draft how you draft when it comes to watching the draft. Me, I'm telling you, I'm not holding anything back. As soon as I know who the pick is, I'm not saying, oh, I'm waiting for him to announce it on TV. That's not me, because to me, it's all semantics, is your definition. When is the pick made? Is the pick made when it's announced on your television, or is the pick made when it's submitted to the NFL, and therefore we're getting news of this is who they picked, we're finding the news, and there it is. It's not like it's some magic time, especially, you know, when someone's streaming the draft and they're 3 minutes behind. So I can even be watching it on TV and spoiling it for other people. So it's a lot of fun. We're not going to hold anything back there, just so you know, if you're going to be joining us. If you like to do your draft a different way, go for it. Take in the day. Enjoy this tonight. Enjoy whatever you can. Hopefully you'll be joyous after the Steelers make their selection. I'm hoping that they make a selection tonight. I don't want them to trade completely out of the first round. It's not beyond the realm of possibilities. But I would really like them to make a pick on night one. So leading up to the draft, I said, hey, I was looking for any kind of draft type of stats questions. I even put it out there on my Twitter account or X account, whatever you call it. Got a couple of things, reach out. A couple of the questions were close. So I'm actually going to answer two of them at the same time. I'm going to save that for the second half. I've got another one I'm going to do quick here. Then we'll take our break, and then I'll tackle the other one. The first one I'm going to look at, it wasn't the first one that I got, but the first one I'm going to look at came from Zach Farnsworth. And he said, what position have the Steelers used their first-round pick on the most since 2000? Is there a trend with what side of the ball Steelers tend to take with their top pick? Now, that's interesting because it's not just positions. I'll tell you, there was a glaring position missing from the first round if you went back to 2000 going into last year's draft. Now it's not nearly as much because the Steelers have finally drafted an offensive tackle for the first time since the 90s. They did it last season. But look at how the numbers fall. They actually fall pretty close to what you would need for a football team. So when you look at offense, it's pretty even because offense, there's no position on offense that the Steelers have drafted more than two since the year 2000, okay? So on offense, nothing more than two. They've drafted one offensive tackle in the first round, two guards, one center, one tight end, two wide receivers, two running backs, two quarterbacks. That's what they've drafted on offense. So when you add all that up, 2, 4, 6, 8, that's 11, okay? That's 11 on offense, and I'm pretty sure it's 12 on defense. We look at defense. Three defensive linemen. I didn't split it out into nose tackles versus defensive tackles or anything like that. Three outside linebackers, three inside linebackers, one cornerback, and two safeties. That's the defense. So to me, if you're saying, oh, well, any trends or anything, well, they're pretty split evenly. But if you look at them at what you would potentially need for a team, where you're lacking is you would need another offensive tackle and another cornerback. So, hey, if you're trying to fill everything out, that could maybe be what the Steelers take. I know that's a bit of a stretch. I don't want that to be predictive or anything, but I wouldn't be shocked if it's either of those two positions. Those are ones they haven't addressed much recently. Okay, what about the trends? How about in the order that they take them? Well, what's interesting is that the Steelers, they hit a period of time where they're back and forth every year from offense to defense. Then they hit a period of time where they lock in on one side of the ball. Then they go back and forth. Then they lock in on another side of the ball. And then they go back to the first side of the ball. You know, here's how it works. Going back to 2000, Steelers went offense, defense, offense, defense. That was 2000 through 2003. Then they went three straight years of offense. Offense, offense, offense. Okay? There you go. Mike Tomlin comes in as the Steelers head coach. Then, and starting in 2007, then they go back to the back and forth thing. They go defense, offense. Hold on. Defense, one more. Defense, offense. Right? Then you hit seven straight years of defense. Seven straight years. Defense. That's a whole lot of defense. You're like, okay, well, when did it stop? When did it stop? When the Steelers didn't have a first-round pick in 2020. That killed the streak of defense. But ever since then, it's been all offense. So to me, if I were to look at it, they're almost evenly split, defense and offense, since 2000. If you go back to 2001, throughout 2000, they are even, then it would be even a bigger discrepancy because it would be 10 and 12 rather than 11 and 12. So if you think about that, maybe you want to bet on offense. Maybe you want to bet on offensive tackle because that would round things out. That wouldn't shock me, but it's really interesting to see how this plays out. But man, seven straight drafts of taking a defensive player in the first round. Seven straight drafts. Okay. There for a while, the last offensive player that the Steelers had taken in the first round was David DeCastro in 2012. Because it went Jarvis Jones, Ryan Shazier, Bud Dupree, Artie Burns, TJ Watt, Terrell Edmonds, Devin Bush. Then there was a break. Then you had offense. And we're going to dive into those players a little bit when we get into the second half, when we go to answer that those two questions there, which I was asked to look at something specifically with how long players have stuck with the team for first-round picks, and I was asked something specifically about all their picks, you know, making it through their rookie deals and things of that nature. I even broke those down by round. So we're going to go ahead and take our break a little bit early so I can dive into those two questions. So stick around. We'll be right back after these messages. When my phone rang, she found someone new.
It's no surprise how life could be. Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, Steeler fans, here we go. Let's get back into this. We got to get through this podcast so we can get to tonight's draft. You know, just one of these checkbox things to just get to 8 o'clock tonight. So I had two questions. They were very – well, I'm not saying they were similar. I'm just saying that I could kind of answer them both while giving some of the same data. So they weren't the same question, but my way of finding the answers took some – let's just say while I was finding one, I was also finding another. So here we go. This was the first question I was asked. This is from Brandon Diaz. He says, how many of the Steelers draft picks since 2000 have made it to the end of their rookie deal and were either re-signed or signed somewhere else? In other words, how many of them made it to the end of their rookie deal, stayed with the Steelers, or just went on? Now, I'll be honest with you. I did not look at going on, whether they stopped being in the league or they went with someone else. All that matters to me was that they weren't with the Steelers. I didn't differentiate between those two things. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and tell you the other question as well. This one's from Corey Eckenroth. He says, what do you consider a hit and miss for first round picks? And what's the Steelers' all-time percentage of round one hits in the draft? Well, to me, for a hit and miss, it depends on how long you're with the team. Now, you can talk about production all you want and everything. I kind of have it broken into three categories of, yeah, that's a miss. That's you could have gone either way with that, or that could be a hit. And to me, it's your years. And this is the information that I was answering with the other question. Now, before I dive into this, I'm going to say this. I know Brandon's original question said 2000. Disclaimer right now, I did not go back to 2000. One, yeah, that was a long way to go, but that's not the end of the world. The reason I didn't go back that far is I actually went back to 2010. Sorry, not 2010. Sorry, after 2010. I skipped from 2000 to 2010. I started in 2011. And the reason for that is everything changed. Everything's different from 2011 on to before 2011. Because in 2011... was after the lockout that they had and then came up with a new collective bargaining agreement with the NFL, that was the implementation of the rookie wage scale. There was not a rookie wage scale before that. Therefore, everything with the contracts was different. It was just a whole different mentality. Where you're like, well, didn't they have a certain number of years? Yeah, you had 5 years, you had 4 years. I honestly wasn't covering the Steelers back then. I've looked at it some historically, but some of it I just can't remember. If I can recall, maybe your first-round picks you could sign for five, the others you could sign for four. I don't know if they signed people for fewer years, but the money was always there. I know, you know, Sam Bradford had that enormous contract. He was the biggest rookie contract ever in the NFL because they implemented the rookie wage scale there. So to me, to compare before 2011 to now, just it doesn't seem like it fits together. So that's why I didn't get as much data by going back there. I was looking more at during what we now have as with the rookie wage scale implementation, how that went. So that's my first disclaimer that I did that. Then I don't think I have another disclaimer. Oh, well, I a little bit, because when I went to do these numbers, when I was looking at numbers of years, I can't do too recent to the draft classes because I can't say, oh, this player played more than 5 years for the Steelers. They played six or more years with the Steelers. Well, some of these, you can't do that with the recent draft class. You know, Najee Harris, is he going to play 4 seasons with the Steelers? Likely. Is he going to play 5? They haven't even announced if they're picking up his fifth-year option yet. Then could he get to 6, which puts him in a different category? I don't know. We don't know. Okay? Here's another one. Isaiah Loudermilk. If he stays, if he makes the Steelers 53-man roster this year and everything, that's then a player that, to me, as long as he plays in a game, I just was just looking at seasons at which he played, he's then that would be somebody who made it through his rookie deal because he played in his fourth season with the team. But if he doesn't make the team, he's not. So that could skew numbers because you don't know where to put him. Now, what's crazy is we do know the numbers of the players that are already gone. So I'll tell you about those for, let's say, 2020 and 2021 when we get there. But I didn't include them in all the numbers just because so many of them, you didn't know. You know that they, if you look at it as just, did they make it through their rookie deal or were, did they not? Then I can tell you at least one of them, at least one of those years, whether they did or not. But then even this year, I don't know that those players are going to make it to where they make the 53-man roster. So I had to cut that off a little bit. Also, another thing, I just looked at if the player was with the Steelers for their first however many years in the league. There are some players here that played with the Steelers, even beyond their rookie contract. Technically, they didn't play out their rookie contract. There's a lot of them that didn't, but yet were with the Steelers for more than that. And that's because, or for that time, because they went on the practice squad. Because you have to be released. Your contract that you had is over with the Steelers. And you come back with a new contract on the practice squad. I didn't take that into account. So somebody, like here's one, Marcus Allen, the safety. He's someone that didn't make the team every year in his rookie deal. He ended up on the practice squad, but he actually played more than 4 years with the Steelers. We'll talk about him when we get there. So I didn't differentiate that. I just looked at it, the number of years that a rookie contract would be. Here's another one, a player like LT Walton. He was 3 years with the Steelers. In his fourth year, he was with a different team in training camp and then was signed by the Steelers when he didn't make that team. I'm still counting that as being his 4 years because he didn't actually play another game with another team, although he was technically under contract with another team. He was in their training camp. He was in their preseason games. But there were so many situations like that, I didn't break them down. I mean, especially when you're looking at lower draft picks. I didn't break them down. I was just like, were they with the Steelers the first 4 years of their deal? So this is the categories I put players in. They didn't play their first 4 seasons of the NFL with the Steelers, so not 4 years. They played just their 4 years with the Steelers and then no more after that. They played 4 plus 1 year. They played 5 years. That's important because of the fifth-year option, or the Steelers picked up the player for a year, or they picked them up for multiple years but cut them after 1 year. To me, that's a whole that actually is a whole different category, being 5 years, and you'll see when we get there. And then you have 6 or more years. That's what I have for the different categories. So 4 categories. Every player drafted from 2011 through 2019, I put into one of these categories. And I did it by round. So let's kind of go through and look at them by the rounds. And because this first one is kind of going to allow me to answer Corey's question as we go. Now, before I answer Corey's question, I have something else that's kind of an answer to his question. And it's funny because he writes for Steel Curtain Networks, so therefore he's in our Slack channel. And when I put this in there, he's like, wow, is this info that you could use to answer my question? I'm like, yes, but that's not why I put it in there. And I wasn't looking for it. But this was Adam Schefter had tweeted this out, I think Tuesday. And it was where someone had compiled since 2000 through 2019, that's what they did because that's the year when you can really do this. What they called them positional hit rates. In other words, based on a player's position, I didn't look at position, but based on the player's position, how likely were they to land beyond their rookie contract? Or not how likely, but how often did they? That's what I meant to say. So believe it or not, the position that the player stayed longer than their rookie deal out of all of them since 2000 to 2019 is center. 92%, 11 out of 12 centers when they got to the end of their taken in the first round, when they got to the end of their rookie deal, stayed with the team. That's huge. There's only three of them that are above 50. Centers are 92, tackles are 59, and guards are 50. It's the offensive line. Other than that, everyone else, you know, they had them in the green on this graphic that they had here from Adam Schefter. Then you look at the other ones that are between 40 and 50. It was linebacker at 48, quarterback at 46, edge at 44, and defensive tackle at 40. Then the least likely to stay after their rookie deal was cornerback 38%, running back 38%, safety 34%, tight end 33%, and wide receiver 27%. Now, with centers, one of the biggest thing is, aren't many drafted in the first round? And if you think that they're good enough to draft them in the first round, then you keep them. So that's some interesting data that was there. So now let me dive back into this question. So let's look at first-round picks since 2011, okay? Every single one of them going up to 2019 made it through their first 4 years. Now, we know that that's not true anymore. We know that's not true since 2019 because the Steelers have already traded Kenny Pickett after two seasons. He's in a very different category, very, very elite. I don't know if elite didn't, I guess, would say, I don't want to say elite. I want to say, because it's in a bad way, that he didn't even make it beyond two seasons with the team when they drafted him the first round. So when you look at it, there were three players that just made it through 4 years, and that was it. The Steelers didn't pick up the fifth-year option, and that's where they were. I have the names for all the first rounders. That was Jarvis Jones, Artie Burns, and Devin Bush. Then you have three that were 5 years. 5 years exactly. Two of them was because their option was picked up. One of them was not. Edmonds was the one that was not, but he signed on for another year and then he left. Bud Dupree stayed through. I said five. You know what? I might have put Bud Dupree in the wrong category now that I'm sitting here thinking about it. Was Bud Dupree six? Because I'm trying to remember, was he a fifth-year option and then franchise tag? I just went with him off of memory. I had to click on so many names here that I'm like, yeah, it might not be. So, yeah, I have him in the wrong one. I wrote down a five. Actually, the problem was I think I wrote down a six, and my six looked like a five. So that actually changes those totals. That what it is that the Steelers had – so they only had two that were just 5 years. So one was Terrell Edmonds, and the other one, I'll be honest with you, that's where I put Ryan Shazier. Because technically the Steelers picked up his fifth-year option, and then he got hurt and ended his career. They paid him for that fifth year. They even told his contract to keep him to where he could still get medical help. So you could argue exactly how many years he went. I put him in the five-year category because that's what the Steelers were doing. And it might have been more than that if the tragedy hadn't happened. But he's a tough one there. So really, the only player that didn't get their fifth year or the only player that played 5 years really was Terrell Edmonds. It was Terrell Edmonds. And they didn't pick up his fifth-year option, and he played next year. So to me, I would say four that were then misses. I'm still counting Shazier as a hit. The injury took him down. So if you played 6 years or more with the Steelers as a first-round pick, then I'm going to say that's more of a hit. That meant you played beyond. So that's my judgment of it. So to me, then, you know, I was going to say three categories where you kind of have that room in the middle. But the two players in the middle were Terrell Edmonds and Ryan Shazier. I would split them and put one each way. So you got four versus five. That's how the Steelers are when it comes to the first round. Now let's move on to the second round. Okay. Second round. This is a little bit different. Now you've got players that didn't make it through their first 4 years. You had, you know, the Steelers held on to everyone, except no, Kenny Pickett, through their rookie contracts in the first round. From the second round on, nope. There were two. There were two. And I'll even tell you, Marcus Golston. That's the wrong thing. Senquez Golston. There we go. second round pick that never played for the Steelers because of injury. And then the other one was Mike Adams, the other second round pick, did not make it four seasons in Pittsburgh. So Steelers had two that didn't make it 4 years, two that made it just 4 years, two that made it 5 years, and two that made it six or more years, evenly split across the board, second round picks. Now, if you look at that, that means 25% didn't make it through the rookie contract. 75% did. But then in the three categories that I have, they're split evenly, which maybe there's a reason why I broke them into those categories. And if you're wondering who are the two players that played 6 years or more, yeah, that's Marcus Gilbert and Stephon Tuitt. Those were those two players. Third round, you'll see these percentages kick up. There were five players, five out of 10, that did not make it through 4 years. And remember, this is just 2011 to 2019. That's not even talking the three most recent drafts. So 50%. So five of them didn't make it that long. Three of them made it just through the first 4 years, and that was all. One made it an extra year beyond that, made it 5 years. And two players made it 6 years or more with the Steelers that were third-round picks. And those two players would probably surprise you. It was Cam Sutton, because he did his 4 years, and then he did two more years after that. And Mason Rudolph was the other one that played 6 years or more with the Steelers. So that's interesting. Now, moving on to the fourth round. Very similar numbers, almost the same, okay? Once again, 10 picks for the fourth round. Five of them did not make it through their rookie contract. So once again, 50%. So once you get to the third round, it's a 50-50 shot, this is at least with the Steelers, of whether or not you even finish your rookie deal with Pittsburgh. Okay? That's in the third and fourth round. Okay? Two players made it just 4 years. Two players made it 5 years. And one player made it six or more years. That one player, Hukes Okorafor. He, after his 4 years, he got signed for another three-year deal, but he only made it two. He just made it to six, and he's not with the team anymore. So if you look at this, wow, out of all these players that have been there six-plus years, yeah, the only ones that are still with the team are Cam Hayward and T.J. Watt. You know what? I don't even know if I even listed the names of the ones that were 6 years or more first-round picks. Cam Hayward, David DeCastro, T.J. Watt. Oh, and I missed Bud Dupree in there. He was the other one. All right, moving on. So that's fourth round. You get to the fifth round, 70% of fifth-round picks by the Steelers don't make it through their rookie deal. Don't make it 4 years with the Steelers. 70%. I don't even count years to throw on the practice squad, you know? Less than 4 years in Pittsburgh. All right. Two of them made it exactly 4 years. One of them made it 5 years. And the Steelers from 2011 to 2019 did not have a fifth round pick who made it 6 years or more. No fifth round picks. Now, they also don't always have a lot of fifth round picks, because that's one they like to trade away, especially more recently. The one that made it 5 years, that was Marcus Allen that I talked about before. He didn't even make it through his rookie deal before he ended up with the practice squad. But he appeared in games his first five seasons with the Steelers and then didn't get picked up anywhere else, never played anywhere else so far. I guess it's not impossible that he could still play. So that's through five rounds, okay? So, man, you get to that fifth round, 70% chance you're not even making it for 4 years with Pittsburgh. You get to the sixth round, believe it or not, the sixth round is where the Steelers find some magic. Now, remember, this doesn't have Antonio Brown, because that was 2010. This started in 2011. So the Steelers actually have more sixth-round magic than they do fifth-round or, honestly, even fourth-round. Because here's the number. Well, fourth-round, more of them made it through their rookie deal in fourth-round than sixth-round. Because sixth-round is 67%. There were eight players. Even though there's one more player than in the fifth round, it's a little bit lower percent because the Steelers haven't had as many fifth round picks as sixth round picks. 67% of their sixth round picks did not make it through the first 4 years. One player made it just the 4 years. That was LT Walton. One sixth-round pick made it 5 years. They made it 4 years. They signed a two-year deal. They played the first year, then the Steelers cut him. That was Anthony Ciccolo. And then you had two sixth-round picks that played 6 years or more with the Steelers. So you had four in the first round, two in the second round, two in the third round, one in the fourth round, and now two in the sixth round. Spoiler, none in the seventh. The two in the sixth round, Vince Williams and Dan McCullers. Those are your players that played 6 years in Pittsburgh. So this is just kind of going to show how much the draft really is guys for right now, and that's it. So the Steelers want to hold back some of their draft picks and not overwhelm them. Well, you also don't have them very long either. Seventh round. Let's move to seventh round. 85% of the Steelers' seventh round picks from 2011 through 2019 did not make it four seasons in Pittsburgh. Not shocked. Okay? That was 11. 11 out of 13. Only two made it just 4 years. Nobody made it beyond 4 years as a seventh-round pick in Pittsburgh during that time. And who were those two? That would be Tyler Medicavich, who then moved on to Buffalo. And that would be Kelvin Beachum, who then went on to first, I think it went Jaguars, Jets, then Cardinals, I think. And he's still in the league. So that's how those went. So if you look at totaling those up, there were 38 players that didn't make it 4 years. That was 52% of counting going across all the rounds. 52% of the players drafted by the Steelers from 2011 through 2019, since they started the rookie wage scale, did not make it four seasons in Pittsburgh. 52. Okay. Because that was 38 that didn't, 15 that made it just the 4 years, 9 that made it 5 years, and 11 that made it six or more. That's the numbers. Now, real quick, let's look at 2020, since we didn't include that. There were only six draft picks in 2020. Okay. Four of them did not make it 4 years. One of them made it just 4 years. And one of them, we are assuming, is more. That's Alex Highsmith. Because he's still under contract. They just restructured him on Wednesday, saving $7 million, maybe a little bit more than that, depending exactly how much they restructured. The max they could have got was 7.2. So they at least got close to the max or went to the max. Okay, but that means four out of six didn't make it 4 years. That's 67% for that draft. And 2021, with nine draft picks, five of them already did not make it 4 years. And then of the four that did, there's always someone like an Isaiah Loudermilk that might not. So if you included 2020 and 2021 in these numbers, the percentage that didn't make it 4 years actually went up a percent. It would be 53% if you included those 2 years as well, just looking at if you made it through the rookie deal or not. So now that I did that, I'm pulling those numbers back out because I can't put them in the other categories because they haven't made it that far. So that means that roughly 20%, it was 20.5% for the Steelers, had players that played only those 4 years in Pittsburgh, the 4 years on their original rookie deal. Now, whether it was the original deal or not, I already gave you that little disclaimer there. So you've got that. You've got 12.3% that played 5 years, and you've got 15.1% that played 6 years or more. That, like I said, that even includes your first rounders, okay? So that's the numbers. So the Steelers had 11 players during that time play 6 years or more, and four of them were in the first round. So that meant that seven of them were not. You had two second-rounders, two third-rounders, two sixth-rounders, and one fourth-rounder. That's the way it broke down. So honestly, the draft really is a coin flip. I mean, my goodness, more than half the players will not stay in Pittsburgh for 4 years. Now, how does this compare to the league-wide? The answer is, I don't know. That took me a lot of writing and a lot of clicking and a lot of looking up stuff just to get those numbers for the Steelers. There's no way I'm doing it for 31 other teams as well. So I don't know. I didn't take the time to even try to look up the stats. I don't like to look up some of those stats sometimes because even if they give me a number, I don't know, depending on the source, I don't know if I can trust it. So just based on what the Steelers are doing, and they actually do better in the draft, these players aren't going to be here that are taken this weekend. Roughly half of them are not going to be here 4 years from now. They won't be here 4 years from now. Now, could it be that the Steelers start to do better now? It seems like here at the end of the Kevin Colbert era, the numbers are worse. I mean, my goodness, that was 2021 I looked at. 2022, the Steelers already have two players that, and they're both quarterbacks, that didn't make it 4 years, and they're only going into year three. We don't know how long they'll do it. So that's why we didn't even throw those out there. So it might be that the numbers are bad, but maybe they bounce back starting with the 2023 draft. We don't know. We just got to tune in to see. Speaking of tuning in to see, make sure you are tuning in tonight for the draft. Make sure you're tuning in, watching, ESPN, NFL Network, ABC, all kinds of different places. You can watch it, you can stream it, or you could just come on to YouTube to Steel Curd Network's channel, and you could watch along with us as we're talking about things and everything and have fun with the live chat. That should be a good time. So make sure you're checking out all our podcasts that we're going to have throughout the weekend. I can tell you this, we're scheduled to have a What Yin's Talking About here around noon. There's no preview tonight because of the draft. We'll all be there. I'm pretty sure that you're going to get a Let's Ride sometime on Friday. I don't know if it'll be the normal time because of, you know, the other podcasts that we have out there. But some of the other content that you would sometimes get on Fridays or whatnot might get bumped around, but because you're going to have lots and lots of draft coverage. Make sure you check it out, steelcurdnetwork.com. We'll have a lot of good coverage there. What I'm excited about is next week, I want to be here talking to you about whether it's 7, whether it's 9, whether it's 4, however many draft picks the Steelers end up making. Man, if it's only 4, man, they did some crazy moving up. They got the right 4 guys, I'd even be okay with that. 4 seems a little low, though. But we're going to have that information. We'll be able to talk about these players and not have to play the guessing game. You don't have to know about, you know, 15 to 20 players the Steelers could take in the first round. You'll actually know who they selected. You can dive into that one person. Going to be a lot of fun. So next time I'm back on First Stat Geek, my Nerds of Steel, we will be talking about players that were already drafted. That's exciting. I'm looking forward to it. Then we'll kick into it with OTAs coming. And before you know it, we'll be at training camp, hopefully. So once again, I hope these numbers made sense for you. Thanks for everything. As I always say, to close these out.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Currents issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for geeking out.
It's time to take your body care routine to the next level. Introducing Osea's bestseller body care set, the perfect companion for your summer travels. This four-piece kit transforms dry skin to silky, soft, and glowing. It features travel sizes of Osea's best-selling Undaria Algae Body Oil and Body Butter, clinically proven to improve skin elasticity, along with their anti-aging body balm and Salts of the Earth body scrub. And to top it off, it's packed in a vegan leather bag, making it a must-have for all your summer adventures. Everything Osea makes is clean, vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Treat yourself to glowing, healthy skin this summer with clean, vegan skincare and body care from Osea. Right now, you can get the Best Sellers body care set valued at $78 for 33% off. Use code SUMMER to save an additional 10%. That's an additional 10% off at oceamalibu.com, code SUMMER.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.